This is my latest painting. It's called, I was going to call it The Political Process or The Triumph of Liberalism. More vaccines and more fear, more war. So as the pieces of the puzzle come into focus and become clear to me, I will share them with you. Here's another piece of the puzzle that I want everybody to start to put into your mind. So I'm very clear about what's going on. It's an asset stripping operation, and they want to turn us into a bunch of slaves. And this is a Jewish-run operation. So here's what's going to happen. Here's why locking down your privacy, locking down your emails, locking down your phone communications, locking down your history, your past, locking down everything, locking down, locking down, locking down, hardening your communications is number one right now, because here's what's coming for everybody. So, the United States government has been collecting all of your emails, all of your phone texts, all of your everything for the last 25 years, and it's been stored in that mountain over in, I think it's called the Yucca Flats in Nevada or Utah, actually, or something, some not Yucca Flats. I don't remember the name of the mountain. There's a mountain that's carved out, and there's a bunch of hard drives in there and a data center. That's where everything you've done for the last 20, 25 years is there. Okay, so what's going to happen is there's going to be this convergence of all of this information that they've collected on you, AI to mine it to find out things about you, and then artificial intelligence to alert them on how to get you, and that those 86,000 new IRS agents. Here's the convergence. Here's how it's going to work. So you're going to be called in for an audit. The IRS is going to audit one of these agents with guns, 86,000 of them. And then you're going to sit down in an office and they're going to say, Mrs. Jones, did you in 1997 hire a contractor to work on your front stairs? Well, I kind of remember it. Yeah, maybe, but that was a long time ago. Did that contractor have workman's comp, and did you pay your license? Were they a licensed contractor? I honestly barely remember the incident, but I certainly wouldn't remember whether they know whether they were a licensed contractor or not. Well, Miss Jones, our records indicate that that was not a licensed contractor. Do you realize the fine in California for hiring a non-licensed contractor is 500, and that was back in 1997 with interest. That's $67,000 that you owe the state. What? Is this some kind of sick joke? This is deadly serious. Okay, Miss Jones, in 2001 to 2004, did you or did you not have a lawnmower come and mow your lawns? No, I didn't. No, I didn't. Yes, you did, because we have your emails where you mentioned to your friend Sheila that the lawnmower is coming. We did it, our AI did an investigation. That lawnmower's name was Jim Smith. Jim Smith neither had any license to mow your lawn, nor did he have any workman's comp or social security or anything. Do you realize that's a fine, a serious offense in the state of California, Mrs. Jones? What are you doing? What is this about? This is about serious violations of the law. Do you realize that the fines for your lawn mowing, each incident, are totaling over the 20 years of interest? Over $2.7 million, Mrs. Jones. We're deadly serious with Mrs. Jones. Our AI has been mining your past 20 years of your text messages and your emails. You have fines totaling up to $67 million for contractors that you hired to clean your house, to mow your lawns, whatever. We've decided to put a lock on the lien on your home. So your home now is has a lien on it, and we're leaning on your salary, and we've locked your bank accounts, Mrs. Jones. You do realize that you are the problem, not the solution. You're the problem. This is going to happen to every... This is definitely the plan. You know how I have a way of putting a piece of the pieces of the puzzle together and then being real pieces. This is definitely going to happen. This is 100% their plan. And you know, these little instruments of Jewish power who are pulling the shit on us have no idea whatsoever that this is the plan. They have no idea. They're doing it because they're bribed, they're blackmailed, they're going along with it. They don't even know. Only the Jew banking cartels, only the rabbinic class at the very top know what the plan is. And the plan is they want your house. They want your land. They want your gold. They want you dead. They want your every asset you have, and they want you to be their slave or dead. The doctors, the Jewish doctors, they want you not dead. They want you as sick as you could be. So you transfer that government social money, which is going to be the socialized medicine, right from the collective over to the pockets of the Jew medical establishment, the Jew doctors, so that their kids can then go to medical school and they can perpetuate this crime against our people, against our dignity, against our dignity. This is coming. And you will not be able to appeal to society. You know why? Because normally, if they start pulling this shit on everyone, there would be an uproar, a social uproar over that, right? Ain't going to be no uproar. You know why? Because so long as these Jew banking mafia can make more than 51% of the American population totally have-nots, they have nothing, no houses, no cars, no, not a pot to piss in. Maybe they'll have a pair of pants, a pair of underwear, and a t-shirt. And a ticket to go to get on a bus to get to their next assignment, work assignment. That's all they'll have. They won't have a pot to piss in. And they'll be told that the enemy, their enemy, is these people with these houses and with these cars, these son of a bitches that have a house. How dare they hire a lawnmower, you, and not have that license? Shame on that people. And you know, those 51% will throw you right the fuck under the bus, because they're being told right now that it's the middle class people with the houses. And you know, these middle class douchebags who are doing nothing to defend themselves, fuck off. Fuck off. I'll take the rich and the poor any day. Fuck the middle class. Because they're mindless, especially the upper middle class. I hate their guts. The upper middle class is ready to throw anybody under the bus so that they can make it one step up along that ladder. Get up from that minivan, move up to that luxury SUV someday. Those scumbags. Those idiots. This bourgeois, it's exactly what Karl Marx identified. I don't like his solution, but it sure is good reading, describing exactly, de Tocqueville, Alexis de Tocqueville wrote about it. He said, as soon as you get up to this middle class status, everybody hates each other's guts, because equality doesn't beget a sense of calmness. It's a stasis that people want to get out of as quickly as possible so that they can move up to the next rung and get a little bit of status over the next guy. So it was always the middle class, especially upper middle class, bourgeois. Alexis de Tocqueville didn't call him bourgeois, that was Marx. Now, de Tocqueville was a little too early, before Marx, 1830. Great book, Democracy in America. I recommend every single person read that book. It's like silver bullets of knowledge. It's a boom, boom, boom. Also, Thomas Paine, Rights of Man and Age of Reason. Amazing books. It reminds me a lot of de Tocqueville's work, coming some 30 years earlier, or 40 years earlier, maybe. Something like that. That's what's coming. That 51% of the population of have-nots, that's me being overly optimistic. We already know the plan is to be something like 98% have-nots. Okay? So those few people, if you're listening to this now and you have a house, you are the enemy that these Jews are identifying to the have-nots. They're saying the Jews are not telling the have-nots that it's these Jew bankers that are facilitating the blackmail and the bribery of our political class so that they can ultimately instill a systematic methodology of harvesting all of our assets. They're not telling them that. They're saying it's these middle class people. Now, Harry Vox may not be so fond of the upper middle class. I certainly am not. I don't like these people, by and large, because they're lazy-minded and stupid, and they're gullible, and they do exactly what they're told in order to get to that next rung up that ladder, right? But I don't want to kill them. I don't want to steal their shit. I'd like to educate them. It's almost an insurmountable task. But that 51% is not going to be 51%. It's going to be more like, 99. Maybe it'll start, maybe in about 10, 15 years, it'll be 85% have-nots, total have-nots, nothing. And when it's that, it's going to be, the United States government, the Jewish-controlled United States government, that's why I call it the United States government. It's just a Jewish instrument of Jewish power, instrument of Jewish policy, instrument of Jewish wishes, Jewish desires, and the Jewish sabotage of our society. That's what the United States government is. It's just an instrument of sabotage. It's just there to sabotage the American people, steal everything, and give it to these Jew greaseballs. That's all the United States government is. That's all your politicians are. Right? But when it's 85% have-nots, you poor souls who have a modest home, not an upper middle class home, a lower middle class home, let's say, your ass is going to get fucking kicked by the the Jewish IRS. And look at that Jew dirtbag that's running the IRS right now. They put this young kid in there. Looks like a fucking little slime ball, this kid, okay? Of course, he's Jewish, of course. You know, that's the IRS was invented in 1913. By Jews, for Jews. FBI invented by Jews, for Jews. ADL, definitely by Jews, for Jews. All 1913. Federal Reserve, by Jews, for Jews. 1913. 1913 was the year that the United States was destroyed. 1913 was the year that the first pieces of the puzzle of total control were firmly put in place. And so you poor souls right now, who are lucky because you have some lower middle class house or solidly middle class house, you better start deleting your emails. You better start getting off your fucking phone. You better make sure you never texted anything about getting your lawn mowed. They're coming after you. They're coming after you. Mark my words. AI is going to mine your history. That's what they're getting ready to do. This is a piece of the puzzle. Good luck.